Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Sam Young is heading for Chicago, where he will learn that Kurt Bradley is not working, hasn't any money, and has been deluding everyone. Out of the goodness of his heart, it's true. But nevertheless, the fact that Kurt is not established in business will be a heavy blow to Mr. Young. Meanwhile, preparations are completed for Peggy to make her own trip to Chicago, to the Trent home, where she will meet her fiancé's parents. She and Mrs. Young are chatting.
You know, dear, I feel as if I could draw a long breath again.
On account of getting Daddy off to Chicago, you mean?
That's right. I know it'll do him a world of good. This is the first time he's been away in a long time. Sometimes I think he ought to do more of it. Perhaps I've been selfish keeping him so close to me all these years.
Oh, you know perfectly well he wouldn't want it any other way, Mama. He's just not happy unless you're around. I only hope Carter will feel the same way about me.
If he loves you.
Oh, he does. You know he does.
Then he'll feel the same way. I know. I feel the same way about your father. You know, I'm just lost without him. I know perfectly well it's going to do him good to go to Chicago without me, but I keep expecting to see him someplace in this room or have him walk through the door any minute. I just can't bear the thought of a house without him in it.
Well, I know, Mama, but Mr. Bradley will be so glad to see him.
Oh, indeed he will. He'll be simply delighted.
And it'll make Daddy feel as if he's done Mr. Bradley a favor by coming there. I know it will.
Oh, I think so, too, dear. Honey, wasn't Carter supposed to call for you tonight?
Uh-huh. He ought to be here now. He's late. Carter! Carter, is that you?
Sorry to break your heart, but it's only your brother.
Oh, you're nice, too, Pepper.
Oh, thanks for the two. I'm glad I'm included.
Where have you been, Pepper? Neither you nor Biff seems to remember the dinner hour anymore.
Oh, I know it. I'm sorry, but I had a little job to attend to.
You know where Biff is?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Mama, you know, I think my tan shoes would look much better with this dress. I'm going up to change.
Oh, Peggy.
These just aren't right at all. The tan ones will look a lot better. And if Carter comes, will you tell him I'll be right down?
Mm. He won't even miss you.
Oh, that's what you think.
Oh, it seems strange here without your father.
Yeah, I guess it does. Say, Mom, you know what?
No, what?
I got something for Peggy today.
You did? What is it?
A bag. A pocketbook. The best they had in the Chester store.
Why, Pepper, whatever made you get her a present like that?
Oh, I heard you talking about what she ought to have for her trip, and among other things, you said you'd like her to get a new bag. That you'd like to get it for her, so I figured I'd get it.
Why, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard of, but didn't it cost quite a lot?
Plenty. But I made a few bucks this afternoon.
You did? Doing what?
Well, you see, Mom, it was like this. Remember when Peggy turned away that reporter who wanted the story of her engagement to Carter Trent?
Oh, Pepper, you didn't give that reporter the story.
Well, I did a whole lot better than that. I wrote the story myself.
Oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have.
Why not? It's big news. Front page stuff. Mr. Goodwin paid me for it, and I went over to the Chester store and made him take a pocketbook out of the window. Black calfskin. And it's got all sorts of fancy stuff inside. She's never had a pocketbook like it in her life.
But, son, your father doesn't want that story given out.
Pepper, in his eagerness to help Peggy, has done exactly what his father wanted to avoid. And publicity on the engagement was to be avoided for the sake of other people than Mr. Young, as we'll find out in a moment. We'll be back with the Youngs after this message from our sponsor. Mrs. Young is shocked that Pepper wrote the story of Peggy's engagement for the local paper. Mr. Young didn't want it to appear, but Pepper disagrees.
Sure, Dad doesn't want the story given out the wrong way. It's a very delicate job. And it takes a master reporter to do it. That's me. Pepper Young, master reporter.
But, Pepper, I'm sure... I don't know.
Pepper! Pepper, open the door, will you? That's Carter now.
It'll be in the morning paper, right on the front page. I made a swell yarn out of it. Even the editor was impressed. Nobody could write it the way I did, except a member of the family.
Pepper, goodness, haven't you opened the door yet?
No, but I'm about to now.
Hi, Pepper.
Oh, don't make out like you came to see me, because I know better.
Carter!
Hello, darling. You look beautiful, as usual.
Do I?
I hope you two don't miss me too much. I have to go out again. So long.
I thought you'd never get here, Carter.
Well, I came as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful seeing you again.
You don't know what it feels like to come up on your steps and ring your doorbell and know I'm going to hold you in my arms like this.
Oh. Is that you, Carter?
Good evening, Mrs. Young.
Hello, Carter.
Is Mr. Young here?
Well, no, he's gone to Chicago.
To Chicago?
Well, yes, didn't Peggy tell you?
Mom, I haven't had a chance to yet.
Well, how long will he be there?
Oh, I don't know. He's gone to see Mr. Bradley. He may be gone as long as a week or 10 days.
Well, if he's there that long, he'll be there when we get there. But, say, Peggy, why didn't he come out to the house when you're there and meet the family?
I wish he would, but he won't.
He won't?
No. That is so funny. You see, he feels this is my party and that he'll only be intruding. I tried every way I could to talk him into meeting your father, but he just said he'd do it some other time.
He'll do it this time. Mother will fix that. She'll call him up wherever he's staying and invite him out to the house.
Now, don't be disappointed if he doesn't accept, Carter. He wants Peggy to make her own impression without any help or hindrance from him.
Well, she'll make her own impression. Don't worry about that. But I'd certainly like my father to meet Mr. Young.
Well, I know Daddy's going to be at the Somerset Hotel, Carter. We'll see what we can do to persuade him when we get there.
Well, I guess we better be stepping, Peggy. I'm sorry to be late, but I had quite a time trying to get rid of a reporter from your local paper. A fellow by the name of Baker who tried to corner me about our engagement.
Oh, yes, he tried to get a story out of me, too, but I wouldn't say a word. Daddy wouldn't let me.
Well, I'm glad of that. If there's one thing that would upset my family, it would be to spring the story on them as a news item before they had a chance to meet you, Peggy.
Yes, I thought of that, too.
The family is a fanatic about avoiding publicity. Well, they fought shy of it all their lives. And if they read an interview with you or me talking about our private affairs...
Carter, you say your father doesn't approve of publicity of any kind.
Well, he hates it. Well, I suppose it'll have to come out sometime. But I know he'd like to hear about the engagement from us and not from a newspaper.
Yes, of course. Well, shall we go now?
Well, see you later, Mrs. Young. And I'll take good care of my girl.
Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye, Mrs. Young.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, no. No. Pepper? Pepper? Oh, I forgot he's gone out again. Oh, dear, what can I do? I know. Call the Free Press. Yes. Oh, what's there now? Here. Hello? The Free Press? I'd like to talk to Mr. Goodwin, the editor. I must talk to him right away.
Well, Pepper Young, master reporter, has almost ruined the works. One way or another, Mrs. Young must keep that story about Peggy's engagement to Carter from being printed in the Elmwood Free Press. And now, a word from our sponsor. Mrs. Young, in a frantic effort to kill the announcement of Peggy's engagement, has called Mr. Goodwin, editor of the Free Press. But she encounters difficulties.
I never heard of a newspaper where people didn't know where the editor was. Of course I realize he has to go home sometime. Is he at his home now? You don't know? Well, all right. Dear... Thank you.
What can Mrs. Young do next to keep the disastrous announcement from appearing? Join us to see what happens tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.